Okay, Rabbi. So today's daf is Bava Kama Daf Gimel. We are here at the bottom of Beis Amud Beis, and we are talking about, if you remember, right, that we said towards the top of Beis Amud Beis, that Rav Papa said that Yesh Mehem Kayotzi Bahem, Yesh Mehem Lav Kayotzi Bahem, meaning that there are some toldos that are like the Avos, and there are some toldos that are not like the Avos. So the Gemara has basically pointed out, right, that the toldos that we talked about so far in terms of Nezikin, right, in terms of Nezikin, are like the Avos, or like the main categories. The question is, what is a case where you have toldos that are not like the Avos, where the subcategories are not like the main categories? So we did Karen yesterday, as we ended off with, the toldo, the Karen. And the Gemara now suggests that Amar Rav Papa Ashen Verego, that Rav Papa said that the toldos are not like the Avos, that's by Shane and Rego. And basically, we're going to spend the entirety of today's daf, and we'll get to a maskan at the end to figure out what exactly Rav Papa's statement was referring to. So the Gemara just says, right, Regal Hechiksevi. First, we're going to do the drushos, the source for Regal Hechiksevi. Where is that? Where do you see that from? The Tanya, one of the rabbis of Vishilach, right, that pasuk says, over here, Vishilach is Biro Ubier Bistecher. A person sends his animal and it eats, and it consumes, right, in another field. So the word Vishilach is there, Regal, that's referring to Regal, Vachain Omer, Mishalkai Regal, Ashor, Vachamor. Right, that the okay, there you see the word Mishalkai Regal, right, it refers to Regal, that's Vishilach. Okay, Ubier, right, Vishilach is Biro Ubier Bistecher. What does that mean? That doesn't mean burn, that means that it eats, that it consumes. Zashain, that's referring to damages with the animal's teeth. And again, if you remember yesterday, we're not talking about a location on the animal. It's a category of damaging, where we said Karen, what was it? It was Kavanaso, Lahazik, Mamoncha, Ushmiraso, Alecha. Those are categories, those are characteristics. So Shein also, it's done with the teeth, but it also has certain characteristics. We said yesterday, if you remember, that biting is not Shein, right? Because that doesn't mean that it comes from the teeth. It just means that it has certain characteristics of the type of damage. Okay, so Bier Zua Shein, that's talking about damage with the animal's mouth, or consuming something. B'chein Omer, but it says, Kashier Yival HaGalal, right, Ad Tumo, like the teeth, right, consume something until it is gone. Rashi has 2 days. What this means exactly, right? He says Hagalal is referring to the Shein, because sometimes it's Megula, it's revealed, sometimes it's covered. Right? He has another understanding that Galal is a reference to animal dung, that something is first ingested with the teeth, right, and then turns into Galalim, Galalei Behema. Okay, but either way, we see that's the source, that's the marker for Shein. So Amar Mar B'Shilach Zua Regel. Right, and then again, we say this again. V'chein Omer Mishalkei Regel Hashor V'Achamor. Again, he quotes the same pasuk. Tamid the Kazer Rachmana Mishalkei Regel Hashor V'Achamor. Right, the only reason, right, that we know that it means Regel, that Vishilach means Regel, is because you have this pasuk of Mishalkei Regel Hashor V'Achamor. Halavachi, without that pasuk though, but my mugma slide. The Gemara says, what would you have set it up as? Meaning, why do you need this pasuk to tell me, right, that Vishilach is talking about Regel, right? Without that, right, what would you have otherwise understood the pasuk to mean? Ihachi, I keren ksiv, I shen ksiv. Right, I mean, we already have, right, we had markers for keren yesterday, Rishain we mentioned, so why, what in the world would you have thought that Vishilach is referring to, if not for Regel? I mean, you don't need the pasuk to clarify. So Gemara says, no, Itzruk Sakotat Tuchamina, you might have thought that Idi Ashen, that really both Vishilach Ubir, right, both of them are talking about Shane, and it depends, right? One is referring to the scenario where the animal destroys the item in question, and one is referring to this situation where the animal does not destroy the animal in question, meaning he takes a bite out of it, but it leaves the rest of it. And therefore, Kamash Malan, right, it teaches us that no, one is talking about Regel, and one is talking about Shane. V'ashtem akimina Regel, right, Shane lo mechlekarna minalan. Okay, so now how do you know that if an animal does not completely eat and consume an item completely, right, takes one bite out of the apple, how do you know that you're also chayev for that? So the Gemara says, do me the Regel. Right, the fact that we have ubir, right, v'shilach, right, that Shane is similar to Regel, right, it's contained, the source and the makar is the same pasuk, right? So ma regel lo shna mechle karna v'lo shna mechle karna lo mechle karna mechlia karna. It doesn't matter when regel damages, when the leg of the animal damages, it doesn't matter whether the item in question is destroyed or not. So afshein lo shna mechle karna lo shna lo mechlia karna. It doesn't matter. So too by shein, right, you'd be chayiv in both cases. Okay, amar mar, we said ubir zu shein, right, the pasuk ubir is shein, v'cheinu omer kasher yivar hagal atumo. Again, we bring a proof, another pasuk to teach me that Bia refers to Shane. The Gemara asks again, I'm talking about the Kazer Rachmana, Kasher Yivar Hagal, Yivar Hagalala, as Ad Tumo. Right, that's the only only reason we said that that beer is talking about shame. But what do you mean? Without that pasuk, what else would you have said that that pasuk is referring to? Ikarin ksif, right? Iregel ksif, right? We have those psukim already by other cases. What else is left? So Gemara says, it's true, you might have thought the hasagot ayde chamina, idib idib regal, that both, vishil echo beer, both of them are referring to regal, and ha, the azal mamein, la vahad shalak shluchay. And one pasuk is talking about where the animal just went on its own, and one pasuk is talking about where you sent it. So Gemara Shmuel, therefore, teaches us that no, right, one is talking about, vishalak is talking about Shane, and ubir, shalak is talking about regal, and beer is talking about Shane. So hashta, okay, Shane, regal, the azal mamein, you know, okay, so how do you know that an animal that went on its own and damaged, how do you know that you're chayev for that as well, because you didn't do shmir, etc. So Gemara says, "Demi the shein again, same thing." Right, so the fact that we have the psukim right back to back, regal is like shein, right? Shein is like regal is like shein, right? Ma shein lo shna shalcha shluchay lo shna azel memela. Just like by shein, there's no difference, right? Whether you led the animal to the food or the item in question, right? Or the animal went and ate it on his own. Af regal lo shna shalcha shluchay, right? Lo shna azel memela, right? So two by regal doesn't matter, and both you're bechayv by both of them. Okay, v'lechtov rachmana v'shilach v'lo bayu. Beer, right? Ah, so why don't we just have the pasuk of v'shilach? Well, why do we say the word beer? Why don't you learn both the mashma shein, the mashma regal, right? Because the word v'shilach, right, can tell me that you're chayiv for both the categories of shein and regal. Right? How do you know? You know, mashma shein, mashma regal, the chtiv v'shalach regal, the shobach hamor, mashma shein, the chtiv v'shein beimos hashalach bom. Right? You see, hashalach, you have the word shilach by both regal and shein. So Gemara says, ilav kreisera. Right, if you didn't have right v'shalach ubir, so I mean the second this pasuk of ubir that we're darshening out, havamina oha oha, you might have thought right one or the other, right? O regal dezeka masui, o shein diyeshana lazeko, right? You never would have assumed it means both, right? You would have figured it's just one or the other, right? Either regal that is more common, or shein where there's hanal to the animal, right? But you wouldn't necessarily have learned that both of those right are chayiv from the word v'shilach. So the Gemara says Michti Shkulenheim. So we're saying that again. Now back to our question. Not yet. We're not back to. We're not Erev Papa yet. Michti. One second. Shkulenheim. Right. Shane and Regal are kind of right. They're equal, not in the sense that they're equal mamish, but they have this extra chumra over here that one is either hezek or matzoi, right, or one is hana for the animal. So why don't we say Mifkas, right? Meaning which one, right? You can't exclude one or the other necessarily, right? There's no reason for you to choose that and say that v'shilach refers to one over the other. So maybe taka, it should refer to both. So Gemara says, no, itzrich, you need the word of beer, salta chamina, hani mili hechi, the shalach shluche. You might have thought that the halacha only applies when the owner brought the animal over, right, and he did damages that way. Avol azla mamela, but if the animal just kind of went on his own, so lo, you might have thought you're not chayiv, therefore kamash malan, we have v'shilach ubir. Okay, now that we have the makoros for those two, right, now we get into our question. I mean, what did Rapapa mean when he said toldoseim lav kayotzebeham, that the toldos, right, are not like the avos? We suggested, right, Karen. We chucked Karen yesterday. We said, no, Karen told us are like the Av. What about Shane and what about Regal? So the Gemara says, Tolda the Shane Maihi. Let's start with Shane. What's the Tolda, the subcategory of Shane? Nitchacha bakotel lahanasa, right? The animal, vintinfa peros lahanasa. When the animal rubs against the wall, right, kind of to scratch itself. Or tinfa peros, what does that mean? So two deos, machogas rashi, and I think Rabbeinu Hanan, although I looked for it before and I couldn't find it. Oh, no, I take it back. It is Rabbeinu Hanan. Yeah, it's in the bottom left corner over here. Okay. So Rashi says that the animal, instead of rubbing on a wall, it rubs itself on fruit and damages that way. Rabbeinu Hanan, interestingly enough, says it goes to the bathroom relieves itself on the fruit and the peros or whatever, which is interesting because you're not really using the fruit and the peros for the animal's hana. But okay, right, that's a whole... That perhaps there's a whole discussion over there. But okay, there's obviously more to all of these dapim, right? These dapim are learned for months and months and months, right? But obviously we're just giving it a cursory glance. So okay, so either way, so many, these are the toldos of Shane. Either rubbing itself, let's use Rashi, rubbing itself against the wall, or rubbing itself right against the animals. So Gemara says, Maishna Shane, the Ishana Lazeko Mamoncha Shmir Salacha, right? What are the unique categories of Shane, that what are its properties? That Yeshana Lazeko, right, this is Hana for the animal, right? Mamoncha, it's your property, Shmir Salacha, and you have to wash it. So Haninami. So too, if the animal rubs against the wall, rubs against the fruit, They're exactly the same. So the Gemara says, okay, so that can't be our case of Rav Papa, where the toldos are not like the avos. El the tolda shein kishen, right? The tolda of shein, they're like shein kikam Rav Papa, I told the regal. And Rav Papa was talking about regal. So the Gemara says, 1 second, Rav tolda the regal maihi. What's the tolda of regal? It's hezika begufa der chilucha. If it's walking with its feet, right, and damages, or begufa rather, really, regal obviously is feet and legs, but if it damages with its body when it's walking, or besaro der chilucha, or with its hair, beshaler fashalea, or the kind of the thing it's carrying, the load it's carrying, but prambumbia bita, the bit that's in the animal's mouth, or bezuksha b'tzavara, or the bell that's around its neck, meaning some part of the animal damages, that's the tolda of rego. In Mishnah rego, what's the categories of rego? What are the characteristics of rego? The hezeku matzoi is very common when mochosh me'azor alacha, right? That it's your money and you have to watch over it. So Gemara says, well, haninami, these stuff also, these categories, these examples that we gave. So Ella, the Gemara says, you're right. Told of the regal, right? Told of the regal, karegal. Really, the toldos of regal are like the av. And Viki Kamar Papa, Rav Papa's statement that the toldos are not like the av, I told of the boar. It's talking about a boar. It's talking about a pit, right? One of the categories in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, told of the boar, my ninhu. What is the tolda of boar? It's a pit. Right, Ilema Av Yud told a test. If you tell me that the Av not Av Malacha, but the Av of the Nezikin of the damaging is a pit that's 10 Tvachim deep and the Tolda is 9 Tvachim deep. The Gemara says lo test ksivi velo yud ksivi. The Torah doesn't say either one, right? The Torah doesn't mention how deep it is, so both of them should be an Av. So the Gemara says, Lalukasha, Vahamesi Alo Amrachmana, right? Vikimlu Rabbanan Yud Avdan Misa test Nezikin Avdi Misa Lo Avdi. So no, because the Pasuk says, right, what do? You dig a pit and the animal falls in and dies. Meaning, and the dead one, you end up getting the person who kills, quote unquote, kills the animals, Ramesi Alo, he gets the dead animal. So apparently, if you're going to kill with your pit, and Chazal determined, right, for whatever reason, right, that I'm not sure exactly, science or the Cheshbon out, or I'm not sure exactly where they got it from, that 10 Tvachim pit is going to be able to kill an animal, but 9 Tvachim can only kind of give some sort of injury. So the Torah is talking about a 10 Tevach pit. The Gemara just says, but sof ze'av lemisav ze'av lenezikin. Well, that, okay, the Gemara says, okay, fine, but that's the 9 Tevach pit is going to be an av for nezikin, meaning it's going to damage something, right? It's not going to be an av to kill an animal, but it's be an av for damaging. Right, again, that's what the pasuk says, right? Again, if a person makes a pit, right, the animal falls in, right, and l'chora that should be shayach to what's it called, to damages as well. So the Gemara, meaning we're looking for, hold on 1 second, sorry, 1 second. Yeah, so Rashi over here has a couple of days as to why, right, Zet Av the Nezikin, what that means exactly. Because aren't we talking about Nezikin? Like, who cares? Like, is Av for Misa, Av for Nezikin? Like, why is that an answer? Why would that mean? Yes, in a Chanami, a 10 Tefach pit will kill the animal, a 9 Tefach pit will not kill the animal, but why should that make one an Av for Misa, one an Av for Nezikin? So let's just read the first one, right? The Im Nafal Shor Bebor Tisha Umes, right? If an ox falls into a 9 Tefach pit and dies, so Potter Balabor, the guy who owns the pit, would be Potter. From Huzak, but if it's damaged, so then Chayev. Then that would be, then it would be Chayev, because that's the expected result of the thing. V'avhu, v'avhu, 1 second, d'ha midiyuka d'kra nafka, right? It's an av for Nezikin, because it's from the diyuka d'kra, make the thiv ha-mesi yalov, the fact that it said the dead body, the dead animal will be his, mashma bora sora davar maktil hu chayiv mises ashor, that only someone that kills, right, will make a person chayiv if the animal dies. But if it's less than that, so b'misa lo chayiv, then you're not going to be chayiv if the animal dies. But Nezikin mischayiv, but you would be chayiv in Nezikin. So I guess he's suggesting that they're different, meaning that you wouldn't be chayiv for the death of the animal, be chayiv for the Nezikin of the animal. Okay, meaning they're not necessarily category and subcategory, but they're both main categories are of two different scenarios. So the Gemara says, rather, that's not the tolda. Let's jump back in the Gemara, but that's not the tolda of bor. Ela avno sukino maso shanichu l'bishiravim veziko. Guy puts his stuff in public domain. Avno, his stone. Sakino, his knife. Maso, his pack, his package, whatever. He put that in Rishiravim, and that damages. So it's not a pit, but it's something else. Right, something that he owns. Right, that damages in Rishiravim. Gemara says that can't be either. Because Heri Dami, what's the case? If you tell me he's mafkirit, that it's hefker. So Ben Rav Ben Shmuel hanu bor. Both Rav and Shmuel will agree that this is a case of bor. Now, what does that mean? This is machokas. We're going to see in a couple of weeks. Right, machokas Rav and Shmuel. When you put rishus, when you put stuff rishus, when you put some of your property in rishus harabim. I mean, what does that mean? What is that coming from? Rav says it's from shore, right? And Shmuel says it's from bor. But everybody's maskim, right? Meaning that everybody, that machlokes is when it's your stuff. Everybody's maskim. Right? Both Rav and Shmuel agree, right, that you're a chayev if it's not yours, if you're mafke the item, right, that you're a chayev, right, for bor. Right? So that's not going to be, that would be a regular case of bor. That's not a tolda, right? That would be a regular case of bor. Right? So it's not going to be, that should be a tolda of bor. Why shouldn't that be a tolda of bor? Hold on, sorry. Unless the Gemara is saying that it is a tolda of bor. I mean, both are masking. Okay, and we're going to say, right, meaning we're really going to say that they're told the same kayotze by him, so I guess that makes sense, fine. I mean, those should be the toldas of bor. So everybody would be masking. Sure, Rav and Shmuel would both be masking, that would be a told of bor. If you do if Gerenu, and if you did, you weren't mafka them, and they're yours, so that's machlokas Rav and Shmuel, but either Shmuel, them, or klumi bor lamadnu, right? So hanu bor, right? If you tell me that it's bor, so then yeah, in echanami it's a told of bor, so it should be the same as the av. Right? If you eat larav damar klumi shoro lamadnu, if you tell me it's shor, so hanu shor, so then it's the same category of shor, right? And then the todos are just like the avos and maishna shor, and what's maishna bor rather? What's the properties? What's the halachos of bor? Shekin tchilas asiyosol nezek, right? Originally, when you dug it, right, it is there to damage, right? It's a pit in the middle of nowhere, right? It's going to damage if someone falls in. Umamoncha, and it's yours. Shmiyasa alecha, that's a good discussion. Why is it mamoncha? Fine, we'll get to that. Not today. Ushmiyasa alecha, and you have to guard it. So hananami. So this case also, right? Those items that you left in the shisarabim, tchilas asiyasa lenezek, umamoncha shmiyasa alecha, right? Those have the same properties, same category, same halacha, same concepts. So Ella told the bor kabor, rather Gemara says also, you're right, enochanami, the tolda of bor is like bor, kikam Rav Papa, I told the mave. When Rav Papa said the toldos are not like the avos, so then he was referring to maves. So the Gemara first, we'll get to this tomorrow. We're going to stop at the two dots at the bottom. But what the first Gemara quotes in Machlokas we're going to see tomorrow. First thing, my nihu, what is mave? Right, we alluded to this on the Mishnah. Ila Shmuel damar mave is a shein. Shmuel said that mave is shein. So that doesn't help us here because Agmina told us the shein. We already said that the toldos of shein are like shein. Ila Rav damar mave is a adam. If you according to the Rav, we said that mave is a person. So my avos my toldos yisbe. What kind of avos and toldos do you have by a person, right? Other mu'ud la'olam, other mamazik, right? Person damages. Chitim av ner v'tol de yashen. If you tell me the av malacha is, or the av, nezikin is when a person's awake, and the tolda is when he's sleeping. But tanan other mu'ud la'olam bein er l'bein yashen. Right? Person is always mu'ud, right? Whether he's awake, whether he's asleep, right? He has to guard himself. He has to make sure he doesn't damage. So, elag rather a keicho v'neo. It could be a person's spit, person's saliva. So the Gemara says heichidami. Also, again, what is the case where the tolda is not like the av, right? If the saliva went demazki, it went and damaged, right? You spit on somebody, you spit on something. So kokohavi, that's a person's koch, right? That's obviously, that's going to be the av. That should be no different, right? You punched him in the face, you spit in his eye, you tripped him while he was walking, right? The same thing. But if it's after you spit on the floor and then the spit damaged him, so bein l'rav bein l'shmuel hanu bor. So that's a case of bor, which we said before is toldos same kayotze behem. The toldos are the same. So ella tolda de mave kemave. Rather, we say that tolda of mave is like mave. But he got him a repapa. Wonder if Papa said that the toldos are not like the avos. That's a tolda de ish. Talking about a tolda of fire. The Gemara says tolda ish my nihu. What's a tolda of fire? Ile ma'avno sekin masar shenecho barosh agag barosh gago. If you'll tell me that it's a case where you put your stone or your knife or your package on a roof, And it fell because it got blown off by a regular normal wind. And it damaged. Well, hey chidami, what's the case? Right? If it damaged on the way down when it was moving, so hainu esh, that's the case of esh, right? A fire moves, blown by the wind, damages more and more stuff, so you're chayef. So the Gemara says, and what maishna esh, what's esh's characteristics? The koach achar moriv bahem has another koach there, i.e. the wind, there's some other, something else moving it along. Umamoncha, and it's considered to be yours. And you have to watch it. So how can I be these cases also? Right? I said, it should be no different. It's Ella told the Eshka Esh. So you're right, Gemara says, that the Toldo of Esh is like Esh. And really, Rav Papa, when he said the Toldos are not like the Avos, that's by Regel. So Gemara says, Regel? How come the Toldo Regel? Karegel. What do you mean? We said before. We did that earlier. Right? Anamad Aleph, the Toldos of Regel are like Regel. So Gemara says, no. One thing we didn't mention is Bichatzi Nezek Tzroros, is the half damages that you're going to pay for the Tzroros, the pebbles, right? Animals walking, it kicks out a rock, kicks out a pebble, and right, and it shatters a window. So that's going to be Chatzi Nezek Tzroros. You pay Chatzi Nezek for that. Why? Because it's Alach L'Mosh M'Sinai, right? That you pay, right? Chatzi Nezek, right? In that case. Just simple question, am I currently told the regal? Why, therefore, right, is it a tolda, right, of regal? Right, again, the only case we said before, if you remember from yesterday, the only scenario you're going to pay chatzi nezek, right, is by keren, by a short time, right? That's the only scenario we pay chatzi nezek. So here, if you're paying chatzi nezek, why is it a tolda of a regal? Should be a tolda of keren. As Kumar says, l'shalem min haliyah, because we pay, right, from the aliyah, from the idis, from the best value, right, and that's going to be something that shayach the Shalim in Haliyah. What did I think that meant? Idis. No, see, Rashi says something in the other pshat. I'm sorry, I take it back. My apologies. But you look at Rashi, the Shalim in Haliyah, Shem Hezekah Yosr Mimashi Yishove. Right, it doesn't mean from Idis. It means, and for whatever reason, the animal pays, is chayev, it damages more than it's worth. So, Mshalim Hezek mi beso, right, ki rego, right? A person would then have to add on and pay, right, more money. We would have to pay the difference. The animal is worth 100 and it damages 200. So, you would have to pay, right, the extra 100 from your money. Ktikhtiv berego, metav sadehu, right? Velo havi ki keren. And that's not true of keren. Ki de'ena mazik mshalim elam igufo. Because by keren, you only pay from the value of the ox. If the ox gore is something worth $1,000 and the ox itself is worth 100, you only pay, right, the 100 bucks, just in simple terms. You only pay the value, right, of the shore. So that's why we say it's a tolda of regel, because you would have to pay, right, above and beyond, right, if the damages were done and were more the value of the animal. So Gemara says back just to finish up to the two dots. Right, it wasn't this a shaila that Rava asked. Baya Rava chatzinetzik tzuros. Migufu mishalim min aliyah mishalim. Right, you pay from the animal, right, or from aliyah. From you can even pay. You have to pay, right, more than the animal is worth, or is it only limited? Is it capped to the goof of the animal? So the Gemara says, yeah, okay. Rav had this shayla, but Rav Papa, right, was pasha that you would pay, right, min haliyah, you'd pay even more than the animal is worth. So Gemara says, well, Rav Mibayale, am I currently told of the regal? Well, if Rav had a shayla, right, why would he call it a told of the regal? Right, I mean, if that the only reason. Right, apparently for whatever reason, right, that we call Alach Moshe Sinai tells us that it was what's it called, that it was that is a tolda of regel, right? If that specific detail that you're paying above and beyond the animal, the value of the animal is not true, or he's not sure if it's true, why would it be a tolda of regel? Right, should be simple. So the Gemara just answers the potter v'shus arabim, because then in the case of v'shus arabim, right, your potter. For Shusar Abim, if regal, right, if any damages a regal happens to Shusar Abim, that's fine, because the Pasuk says, b'stei acher, right, beer, b'stei, the beer, I'm not sure, is it, v'shilach is beer, over beer, yeah, that Pasuk recorded earlier today, right, u'bia b'stei acher, that has to happen, right, that's only Shaykh b'shus anizak. So Tzroros, right, is potter if it happens in Birshus Arabim, and therefore, right, similar to Rego, which is also potter if it happens in Birshus Arabim, and therefore, that's why we called it a tolda, right, of Rego. Okay, we'll stop here by the two dots, and we'll go weiter. We'll talk about Mavet tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.